Warning! This episode, I talk about the dicing of dongs, the slicing of salamis, and just a whole lot of talk about dicks, both literally and figuratively in general. So, you have thrice been forewarned. What's up, everybody? Welcome to an all-new episode of Sig Neutron Sputron! So, I went digging through all my notes, and I've long wanted to do a series called For Fuck's Sake, America. It's basically me calling out what's wrong with America and saying fuck a lot. So, here we go. I see this Google why cornflakes were invented meme getting popular, and it sparked up my long-standing fury about the bullshit reasons that circumcision became popular. Before the internet, people didn't have widespread access to good information, so people that thought cornflakes would stop you from masturbating also convinced you to cut the tip of your baby's dick off. I'm Sig Neutron. For fuck's sake, America.
For fuck's sake, America. For fuck's
sake. This is For Fuck's Sake, America. This is another one of the short mini episodes that I'm going to start doing. So, I know what you're thinking. I've heard plenty of people say, yeah, well, I'm glad he's circumcised because otherwise, it's just weird. I mean, okay, maybe that's the case, but I don't know if you've ever actually stopped to think about it. Let me put it this way. Can you imagine living in a world where doctors cut off women's clitoris at birth? And you ladies don't need those, right? And then normalized it to the point that people were like, well, I'm glad she doesn't have a clitoris because it would be weird if she did. I just like it better without one. Like, really sit and ponder that for a second. Oh, that's right. Some parts of the world do circumcise females, and the whole world is trying to stop it because it's a horrendous human rights violation. So it's very much not okay to remove perfectly normal parts of female genitalia, but it's perfectly fine to mutilate baby boys because sexual partners just prefer it now? If this barbaric practice hadn't been institutionalized, then no one would even know any fucking different. Having babies with perfectly normal, intact genitalia would be the norm. Huh. It's insanity to me. Like, we're not born with parts that we don't need. If that was the case, don't you think that men would have evolved without foreskins by this point? So, why do we circumcise? Well, most people will tell you they did it because everyone else does it. There's some ridiculous pressure that somehow exists to be mutilated to be normal. Well, you know what they say about jumping off fucking bridges, don't you? Why don't we just start cutting pinkies off right out of the womb, too? Oh, 10 fingers is too much. That's 2 extra fingers to masturbate to. We can't have 10 full fingers to masturbate with. No. Let's chop those off, too. They don't need those. Maybe let's give them some tattoos while they're young. They'll love it when they're older. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I should know because I am their parent. And I will know what this young boy will enjoy in his time of maturity. Truth is, nobody really actually knows the origins of circumcision, but it seems to go back to like pre-Abrahamic times. So the practice is super fucking old, but there are a lot of super fucking old practices that are super fucked up. And eventually it just got to a point where they're like, huh, well, my dick was mutilated, so... so I guess my kid's dick should just be mutilated too, right? You know, circumcision is so misunderstood and rarely talked about. Like, I didn't even know my own dick was missing anything until I was much older. How fucked up is that? I just thought I was normal. I had a procedure done to my own body and that no one even told me about. And I was a young adult before I even realized that was even a thing. And I was like somehow not complete. And I'm not throwing shade at my parents' decision at all. It was a much different time back in the 80s. I'm just saying that we know today how much a load of a bullshit it is. And actually, it seems like circumcision rates are declining. So that's good. People are waking up because this is fucked up, man. We're cutting the little ding-dongs off little baby boys. Like, what the shit is that? What is that? Come on. Fuck. If you're new parents, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But, you know, on behalf of your newborn, maybe don't mutilate their genitals in the name of fucking normalcy. It's just so fucking bonkers to me. So, okay, so if everybody's doing this and they're going through the effort of having doctors cut off tips of penises, well, what's the arguments for circumcision? Why would we even do it in the first place? Well, besides the religious aspect of it, like, let's look at the sex itself. First of all, the foreskin has an insane amount of nerve endings in it, and the head of a normal penis is akin to that of a female clitoris. Did you know that? And then when you remove the sheath, the head dries up to a husky shell of its former glory. They cut off an insane amount of nerve endings when that happens. So how about how sex is actually supposed to work? Well, apparently, now I would never know, but uncircumcised men tend to make shorter strokes to keep their bodies intact with the clitoris more, which in turn aids the female orgasm. I don't know, that sounds like a sexy fun time win-win to me. On the other hand, the circumcised penis functions like a dried-out husky emo piston pumping away, just trying to feel something because it doesn't feel anything near what it's supposed to. What is life for the uncircumcised penis? The head of the penis actually scrapes the lubrication out of the vagina. Now, this is just a basic description of how sex is supposed to work at its core. And we all know there are wild variations, but at the base level, sex works better with penises that stayed the way they were fucking designed. Again, don't give me the bullshit, well, I just like it better with an uncircumcised penis statement. If babies weren't mutilated, there would be no standard set for mutilated penis intercourse. Also, sex is supposed to be mutually enjoyable to the fullest extent for both parties. Now, I'm not saying I don't fully enjoy sex, just as in as anyone else. I'm just saying I would have loved to be able to enjoy it how it was fucking meant to be enjoyed, and not had that decision made for me. Okay, so everybody's saying that there's all these health benefits to it. Well, what are they? Well, you can do your own research, but here's a little smattering for you. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, these are the health benefits. It's a huge list of four things. Number one, lowers the risk of HIV. Number two, slightly lower risk of sexually transmitted diseases. You know what fixes both of those things? Safe sex practices like condoms. How about number three? A slightly lower risk of urinary tract infections and penile cancer. However, these are both rare in all males. Some statistics say that you would have to circumcise 100 boys, 100 human beings all living lives just as complicated and involved as your own would need to be circumcised to prevent one urinary tract infection. Their penis would be permanently mutilated out of 100 boys just so that one would not get a urinary tract infection that is temporary. Oh, shit. Yes, of course we're cutting the penises off, of the tips of penises off, because, man, UTIs, look out. Now, get this, it's estimated that more than 300,000 infants, 300,000 human beings with lives just as complicated and involved as your own, might need to be circumcised to prevent one case of penile cancer. Let that one sink in. 300,000 just to save one from penile cancer. That doesn't sound like we're improving any odds here. That to me sounds like we're just snipping off dicks willy-nilly. And that's sort of the list of benefits of having your dick permanently mutilated for your entire life. So you can lose all of the normal sensations and functions of your penis just so that that one in 300,000 chance you might get penile cancer. I don't know. I mean, I was upset about it before, but then when I started doing research, it's even more upsetting. Like, wildly, grotesquely upsetting. And most everything on that list, with the exception of penile cancer, again, can be reduce risk by just safe sex practices, which people should be practicing anyways. So I don't see how cutting the tip off of a baby's penis is at all worth the benefits of that. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really a numbers guy, but for fuck's sake, America, please do not mutilate your innocent baby's genitals. I think I said generals, but I meant genitals. When I'm reincarnated, if I come back a boy, I'd love to give life a go with my penis intact. And if we spread awareness and drop the bullshit stigmas, then mine and your chance of that increases dramatically. This goes for you ladies, too. If you come back to life and give life a go with a dong, wouldn't you want it to be in tip-top shape? So we gotta spread the word. Please. Stop mutilating baby boys. It's horrible. It's too late for my Lieutenant Dan. But that doesn't mean it's too late for the world's. So what kind of person would propagate this and turn it into something that the American people just started doing? Well, it was back in the Victorian era. John Harvey Kellogg. Oh boy, what a... Let me just read you a little bit about Kellogg. Kellogg was an adherent of the teachings of Ellen G. White and Sylvester Graham. Graham, who inspired the creation of the Graham Cracker, advocated keeping the diet plain to prevent sexual arousal. Yes, that is also why the Graham Cracker was invented. Kellogg's work on diet was influenced by the misguided belief that a plain and healthy diet, with only two meals a day, would reduce sexual feelings. Those experiencing temptation were to avoid stimulating food and drinks and eat very little meat, if any. Kellogg set out his views on such matters in one of his larger books, published in increasingly longer editions, around the start of the 20th century. He was unmarried, when he published his first edition of Plain Facts About Sexual Life. Yep, I bet those were some very plain facts about sexual life. The first edition was 356 pages, and then he and his bride apparently wrote an additional 156 pages during their honeymoon. Oh, man, what a way to consummate that marriage. Honey, let's write some more plain facts about our non-existent sexual life. So the second edition had 512 pages, and then by 1886 it had 644 pages, then it jumped to 720 pages, 798, and then, finally, a four-volume edition of 900 pages. An estimated 500,000 copies were sold. Many by discreet door-to-door canvassers. Canvassers? I don't know that word. And this is from the Wikipedia. Wow. He just sounds like a real winner, this guy. He sounds like somebody we would definitely want to trust our children's genitalia health to. Kellogg warned that many types of sexual activity, including excesses that couples could be guilty of within marriage, were against nature. Oh, just like being born with a foreskin is against nature? And therefore extremely unhealthy. He drew on the warnings of William Acton and expressed support for the work of his contemporary Anthony Comstock. He appears to have followed his own advice. It is believed that his own marriage was never consummated. Good on ya, Kellogg. Kellogg was an especially zealous campaigner against masturbation. What kind of kind of skeletons is up in this closet here? This was an orthodox view at the time, especially during the earlier part of his lifetime. Kellogg was able to draw upon many medical sources claims such as that neither plague, nor war, nor smallpox, nor similar disease have produced results so disastrous to humanity as the pernicious habit of onanism. I'm assuming that onanism, if I said it right, is another term for masturbation. Kellogg strongly warned against the habit in his own words, claiming of masturbatory-related deaths, such as victim literally dies by his own hand. Oh, man, I hope that's a good pun. Intentional, hopefully. He felt that masturbation destroyed physical and mental health, but moral health as well. He believed the practice of the solitary vice caused cancer of the womb, urinary diseases, nocturnal emissions, impotence, epilepsy, insanity, mental and physical debility. Dimness of vision was only briefly mentioned. Kellogg thought that masturbation was the worst evil that one could commit, and he often referred to it as self-abuse. Kellogg considered sexual climax to be a serious exhaustion of nervous energy, writing, "Sex is accompanied by a peculiar nervous spasm, one more exhausting to the system than any other." Reading about you, Kellogg, is exhausting. Oh, but wait, it gets better. He was a leader of the anti-masturbation movement. I wonder if they had a flag. What did it look like? He promoted extreme measures to prevent masturbation. Guess what? He circumcised himself at age 37. This guy is so fucking hardcore that he chopped his own dick off. The tip of his own dick at 37. Sheesh. So, let's, boy, okay. I'm sorry, I knew some about this, and then now that I'm re-researching it again, it's just, I'm just getting furious, because this is the guy that pushed this dick-chopping agenda on everybody. In his book, The Plain Facts for Old and Young, get this, here, this is, we get a real peek into Kellogg in his own words. A remedy which is almost, I gotta do a fun Richard Kellogg voice. A remedy which is almost always successful in small boys is circumcision, especially when there's any degree of phimosis. The operation should be performed by a surgeon without administering an anesthetic, as the brief pain attending the operation will have a salutary effect upon the mind, especially if it be connected with the idea of punishment. Yes. Side note. Yes, let's pop these babies out and cut the tips of their dicks off and say, "Welcome to the world, boy. We're punishing you for having a tip to your dick." Back to the quote. The soreness, which continues for several weeks, interrupts the practice, and if it had not previously become too firmly fixed, it may be forgotten and not resumed. Now further, a method of treatment to prevent masturbation, and we have employed it with entire satisfaction. It consists in the application of one or more silver sutures in such a way as to prevent an erection. The prepuce, or foreskin, is drawn forward over the glands, and the needle to which the wire is attached is passed through from one side to the other. After drawing the wire through, the ends are twisted together and cut off close. It is now impossible for an erection to occur, and the slight irritation thus produced acts as a most powerful means of overcoming the disposition to resort to this practice. Yes, let's bind their dicks as well as cut them off. Who is this person? Like, this is insanity. Oh my gosh. And then the ripples of this, like, just still echo to today. People are mutilating their babies because of this guy and his views. And now here, now get this, in females, he has a fucking cure for that too. He believes in putting pure carbolic acid or phenyl to the clitoris. It's an excellent means of allaying the abnormal excitement. Also, he believed in bandaging or tying kids' hands, covering their genitals with patented cages, and electrical shock. Or cool sitz baths, the cool enema, a spare diet, and the application of blisters and other irritants to the sensitive parts of the sexual organs, the removal of the clitoris and nymphae. Yep. That's the guy. That's where all this started. I don't know, guys. Just please don't mutilate your babies, I guess. That's all I can say. And this That I think that wraps this one up. Do your own research. If you're planning on having a kid, please consider not circumcising them. Let's return to what actual normal is, which is the way that we were born. So, yeah. Circumcision. Kellogg. For fuck's sake, America.
For fuck's sake, America.
Catch me on the socials at SigNeutron, Twitter and Instagram. Also, follow me on the YouTube where I make funny, weird videos. YouTube.com/BizarroAgogo, AUGOGO. And I'm on Twitch too, twitch.tv/SigNeutron. Catch me in all those places. And also join my Discord, the Cigarette Pack. I think the invite link is usually pinned to a tweet at the top of my tweeter.